This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With the rest of your life, how about what are you doing today? What are you doing right now? Would you like to spend some time with us? We'd be happy to have you come along. Pardon my my voice. Excuse me. I'm not sick. I just am loaded up or loaded down with whatever is floating around. And I find this almost every spring now, whether I'm in California or whether I'm here. It just comes, and it lasts a couple of days, and it'll be gone. But at least the effects of it stick around, because you still have that sort of breaking up of the voice. People say, what's wrong with him? Ah, he must be a big smoker. Listen to that voice.
But it just sounds like allergies, because I feel like if you're smoking, then you don't also have the nasally part.
No, not at all. So what you're doing today, Jay and I are here to perhaps influence what you're going to do today. What are you trying to do? What's your goal for the day? And what outcomes do you want out of today? You want to just make it through Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday? What is it that you want to do? And does that focus on not only what you want to do, but what kind of a person you are? And what are your, what's the best thing to do with your time? You got to go to work. You got to make money. You know, that sort of thing. What did you say, James? I didn't hear what you said. It's Monday.
Yeah.
I think Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever day it is. Jennifer.
Yes, sir.
See what you did to my
bed.
My voice?
I know, you sound a little rough.
Well, what I was just talking to Jeba, and I've forgotten that you were there. Did the two of you watch Succession?
The TV show? No.
Yeah, okay. So Brian Cox is played the father in this. Brian is a well-known character actor and also the voice of the McDonald's commercials, whether you realize it or not, same guy. And so I've not really followed it because I find that it's complicated. It's a complicated story, but so many people are watching it. It's so, look at all the awards it won at the two or three different shows that focus on TV and movies. So anyway, I'm watching The Blacklist, I'm watching the Beach Boys tribute, and I'm in and out of Succession, and all of a sudden, the without me catching what was going on, there was a wedding, supposedly, with one of his sons. Next thing I know, spoiler alert, Brian Cox's character is dead.
Oh, come on, you cannot do that.
So if you DVR'd it, yep. I haven't had a chance to watch yet.
He's dead. D-E-A-D.
Are you sure?
Dead.
No.
Well, that's
until next season when he wakes up and it was all a dream and he's just taking a shower.
Yeah. That's right. That's what I like that.
So anyway, what I said to Jay, Jennifer, and you'll, of course, jump onto this, the lady who plays his daughter, I have not seen her before. I don't. She's an actress of some note, apparently. But there's something about her that is engaging. In the same way I was talking about Brandi Carlile and how she was in the Beach Boys tribute. You know, there are a lot of people around now who have just this great energy
to them. Who are hot?
Well, maybe, yeah. You can maybe. That might be it as well. All right. Speaking of good things, this is sort of an entrail of COVID.
We really need to find out, though, were you actually singing at the Beach Boys tribute? Like, what's happening to you?
Well, I was, yeah. You can't listen to Beach Boys music without singing along. And so this is a CBS tribute that was on Sunday night, and
no,
it was really
but, I mean, your
well
voice
done.
Is, you're so scratchy. Are you having a little hay fever? Everybody okay?
Oh, heavy, not hay fever, heavy allergies. Just like I woke up Sunday morning and I couldn't even open my throat. This is the first weekend that I've been fully engaged on the farm since last November.
I think a lot of people are feeling like that because it's the first weekend where the weather was really nice and people were out. Mine is not manifesting in my voice like that, but I've been sneezing and my eyes have been all goopy and icky.
Yep.
Yep.
So you wonder, again, I suppose going back to the circumstances that exist, how is this different every year? I've had allergies. Jennifer, you've been with me almost 20 years, And you've heard all through the 20 years when I get into, but it just seems to be a little worse each year. I don't feel badly at all. I just sound like awful, terrible, in fact. Maybe I should just let the two of you do the program so people have to listen to my voice.
I'm curious to know your thoughts on this because I feel like you go with this like kind of stuff. Because I feel the same way, too, and I don't know if that allergies are getting worse or things are weirder out there or if it's just because naturally we're getting older, so it's harder. We're noticing the progression more than we did before.
I think there's more stuff in the air. I think there are more things that are pollutants. I think we all are finding things that we're, you know, when I say to myself, what is the matter with people? What are the peanut allergies? Or I have a gluten allergy. I never had a... I didn't even know where it came from until about 20 years ago it started. And Ken Kronhaus sent me to a specialist in Florida. And, you know, he told me what was wrong and why it happens and all that other stuff. But what can you do to prevent... It leads to celiac disease, which can be not too great for your esophagus and your system, your gut. We were talking about that earlier, how important your gut is to your overall health. So... this stuff seems to have compounded. We all are going to have, you know, something that's going to get at us. I'm fortunate, knock on wood, to have really pretty great general overall health. And I think that's, I'm not sure which goes first. Is it because I'm as active as I am and as busy and as mindful as I am? Is that why I'm healthy? Or am I healthy and therefore it allows me to do all of that stuff?
Yeah. Or your exposure to certain things, if it's kind of helping you or hindering as well, as far as
the
seasonal allergies.
A student of the Stephan School of Life, but my theory on the whole allergy thing is it kind of goes back to what you're saying. Like you didn't know I didn't know I had a gluten allergy. I didn't know. Same thing when I went through allergy attack. I didn't know I had all of the things that I had. But I think because our bodies are so inflamed now with all the junk that's in the food, because so many of us eat stuff that just it's not real food, that our inflammation is so high that's why the allergies and all of that stuff has more of an effect.
But and I'm very conscious of what I eat. And by the way, if you didn't hear this earlier, in the Food, Farm, and Family Report, we basically have told people to stop eating dark chocolate because it's not good for you. It's
dark
stuff in it.
The only chocolate that was,
right? Yeah,
not
it's
now.
Healthy for your heart and all of that stuff, but they're finding so much toxins and metals and all of that if you have it in a low amount in moderation, it's okay, but too much is awful, and there's no safe amount to actually consume of these things like lead and all of that,
I
which can
up.
Be... Yeah,
well,
right?
You know what it does.
I also say don't give them to small children, and then pregnant people shouldn't have it because it can hinder brain development, which, like, that's scary stuff.
Well, but what it does is speak to the whole food system and food supply and how we've let, you know, the politicians are so busy arguing with each other about nonsense that the real stuff is not being addressed. That is what they're there for, is to work for you to take care of things that would be harmful to you, or whether, you know, whatever, to look across the board at the rules that we live with. And so
look at the train crash and how many of them subsequently have happened with chemical spills and all that stuff. And it's like, what is that doing?
Where'd they come from and where are they going? What are they using those chemicals for? That'd be a good That's
and
a great question.
You know as well as I do that those train derailments are happening in places where there aren't a lot going on, which means that there is a lot of farm stuff going on. There's water and air and all kinds of stuff that we have to worry about. But it seems like we'd much rather fight over, you know, a Manhattan DA than whether or not we're going to...
Or whether Trump stole... I don't care. That stuff. What I care about is what I eat, what I breathe, how my children are going to be in 20, 30, 40 years from now. The food supply is dangerous. There's no way around it. And I don't mean to be... It's not... I'm an expert when it comes to food and the farm. So I can claim with credibility that I know what's going on. And what's going on is that four or five companies control the source of 80% of the food that you eat. There are four or five companies that control the supermarkets where you shop. And they are all in collusion. And the drug companies, they're all in. This is not. I'm not Alex Jones here with a conspiracy theory. Look around. Look at the board of directors of some of the big agribusinesses. Look at the board of directors.
Big agri is the same as like the big food, the big seed companies and stuff.
Yeah.
Because you got this.
It's all the same.
And or pharmaceutical, excuse me. So you have the agri and the pharmaceutical companies, and they're all the same.
Yeah.
What does that tell you?
Yeah.
Get people sick so that we can treat them. Yes, we're living longer. But didn't I think it was here I heard you guys talking about of all the top five developed countries in the world, we live the least longest because we're just, you know, it's too much. We're gobbled up too much big stuff.
It's too easy. It's too easy. So now along comes a pair of opposing judicial decisions over the weekend that left the status of a common abortion pill up in the air. Two federal judges have issued contradictory rulings on whether this, I can't pronounce the name of it, whether it's supposed to be on the market or it's not supposed to be. It's one of two drugs used for medically induced abortions, appears likely to remain available, at least in the immediate future. So this Texas judge, Matthew Kaczmarek, found the Food and Drug Administration ignored safety concerns during the decision-making process that, you know, when they're looking at this drug 20, 30 years ago, he found mailing of abortion drugs violates the Comstock Act, whichever the hell that is. That's an 1800s bill. So they're reaching here for this. And then in Washington State, this was like within a few minutes, another judge named Thomas Rice issues a separate ruling requiring the people who make this drug to remain available, arguing in part that it was unusual for the judicial wing to interfere in an executive branch regulatory decision. So here we go, back and forth. Is this the most important thing going on in the world? Why does this have... Why? What are we doing to ourselves? You know, you can get all emotional about it, but if this doesn't affect you personally, why are you so invested in it? Why are all these men so invested in abortion rulings? Why? And how it? I just.
Well, I mean,
what do you? What are we doing to ourselves?
This is probably not the best one to go down because it's an emotional issue. A lot of people think, you know, it's death, and other people think that it's a right, and it's a hard one to navigate.
Yep, it is. That's true. All right. Here we are at 18 after the hour. This is Good Day.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of the wind in the trees as your RV sits parked in the forest. Is that the call of the majestic owl? And there's the sound of a tree branch crashing into the roof of your RV. Their nest was in that branch. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with a multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimony.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Healthy mouth.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
We'll be right back.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now 23 half the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Time for social media and trending items. The situation with this, I find this is not social media, but it kind of is. The story of a five-year-old girl from Westport, Massachusetts, that's down on the southeast coast of Massachusetts, went on a digital shopping spree last week. Spent thousands of dollars while playing on her mother's cell phone. Oof. So the mother is stunned
to
see
the better safeguards.
Well, of course, and why are your children playing around with your phone? Why is a 5-year-old playing around with your phone?
It's like there are a lot of educational things. It's not just social media or like mindless scrolling through videos. There are educational apps, and there are some really good videos on YouTube. And she's older. She's not, like, under the age of 2 where it could be detrimental to the brain development.
You're not going to sell me on this, Jay. I love you. I just don't. I'm not into this. You may be as a mother, and other mothers may find that it's good. I just can't. I find the bad outweighs the good with these things.
Well, in this situation, for sure, clearly the parent did not know what the child was doing on the phone.
Right.
And went ahead and, like, spent, what, $4,000?
Yeah.
Okay, right. So we have to know what they buy, because these stories always crack me up, even though it's, like, I'm sure, like, panic time for the parents. But, like, what was it, the story, like, I think last month, where the 2-year-old ordered all kinds of McDonald's, remember, like, $800 from DoorDash?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think it was a little bit older. But he, there was somebody who ordered, went in, like, DoorDash or Uber Eats or something, and did food from different places, but they also got food for their family. I'm like, well, I thought you would like this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just try it out. All right, we also have posted, Jay has, at the Good Day, both Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air, the Easter wishes we sent to you, and what was your experience? Christina said, wished everybody just a happy, blessed Easter. I think that that's what it's kind of all about. If you get down to it, a lot of people just think it's about candy and that kind of stuff. But some nice Easter messages from people, and it was just like, happy Easter. Thank you. Happy Easter. Here's Leonard Hoffman, who says, happy Easter to you and the girls. And then he sends along a story. I like it when people say, okay, well, this is this and that's that. He uses it to connect me to a farm story about a new sort of boiler system. I actually went yesterday to a farm out in Western Massachusetts to pick up some fertilizer, and it was one of these combo farms that is outdoor and indoor, and they had these beautiful greenhouses and the most elaborate, amazing heating systems for these huge greenhouses. And then I figured out that's how, you know, some of these big companies that are growing so much fruit and so many vegetables in the off season, they grow them like this in these big hothouses. And the kid who was responsible for it, he says, yeah, the tomatoes get big, but they don't taste like any, they don't have any taste in them at all. And they don't. The bigger the bigger the farm, the less likely it is that it has good food for you. That's basically the bottom line.
That's rough.
Yeah, it is. So anyway, happy Easter to many of you that had the time and the ability to spend with your family. That's kind of a cool thing. All right, so then we get into other items of interest here. When you just ask people, have you had a good day? Here's a lady named Colleen who had an awesome day. She says, I went out in the yard and I weeded. I drank a beer. How many people do that? Go outside, right?
A lot of people go and work in the yard just to drink a beer, I think. That's
yeah.
How they earn it.
Right, exactly. Pour a little on you. And then this Jeff said he had the honor of singing in our church, and he sent me a copy of the video.
Nice.
Very, very nicely done,
yeah.
Jeff. That was nice. That was appreciated. Sweet. Yeah, family portraits of what they had for Easter. So thank you for connecting with us here on Good Day. It's 28 after the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. There's a new champion at the Masters Golf Tournament in Augusta, Georgia over the weekend. John Rahm from Spain gets his first green jacket.
At one point, he definitely, you know, when I was in 10, they were finishing, you know, my couple different ideas crossed my mind that I didn't want to think about.
The Environmental Protection Agency is expected to propose new rules limiting engine emissions this week as part of a plan to accelerate a transition to electric vehicles in the United States. Announcing curbing pollution from vehicles is a crucial aspect of the U.S. pledge under the Paris Agreement to cut emissions. The EPA official emphasized the proposal process is not yet final. Governor Brad Little, the Republican from Idaho, is moving to protect minors and unborn babies' lives by signing an abortion trafficking bill into law. The law, the first in the United States, makes it illegal for an adult to help a minor get an abortion without parental consent. Lance Pry, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Here's the way to get to us. Once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup and also a call to Doug. 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, Jay, right? Do I have it right?
You do have it right. 855-999-3684. We want to hear your thoughts in your voice.
After the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. The Dugger has a tax deductible voice. I can't make as much money, so it's a tax deduction having all
it
the influence.
Sounds better now than it did half an hour ago. So you're getting
warming
up. Yeah.
Cleaning up. Yeah. Does anything smell worse than tuna fish? I just opened a can of tuna fish to feed some to Daisy. Ugh.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It smells.
It's
like,
not great, but there are things that are probably worse.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Like what?
Death,
give me one example.
Poop.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Good. Good to know.
I don't know. Rotten broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever smelled roses? Actually smelled a rose? Roses stink.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't know that.
I love a rose.
So is this all stuff we're creating this imagery in your mind, folks? And, you know, my old thing about thoughts becoming things. So are we going to spoil? We're starting with tuna fish and how bad that smells, and then go through all the other things that smell. So anyway, I do think that thoughts are things, and so when you think that, you can come up, you can conjure without actually smelling it. You can smell it. You can recreate that. It's like a picture, your eyes, mind. You look at something a long time ago, and that has captured a vision in your brain, and all your senses do the same. It's like when you cut your finger with a knife. That stays in your mind. The smell of tuna fish. And think of all of your senses and items that when they are experienced, get registered in your mind.
Do you want to know my tuna fish story?
Yes, Jennifer. Love
so
to have you.
Back long, long ago when I was a young girl, or in my early 20s, my friends and I used to go on like a vacation every year. And so a lot of times we went to Europe a couple times. We did like Canada and the East Coast once. And one of the times we went to Cancun, and the girls booked it through, I'm not going to say the name, but a very big box store that does travel. And apparently at that time it wasn't all that hot. I think it's better now.
Yeah.
So these planes, you would have loved it, had like the overhead speaker was broken, so the guy would just have to yell down the aisle the safety instructions. It was really janky. Good. And like the seats had no pad, like they were so old, it was just like fabric over like the metal and didn't have a lot of like padding in there left, because it was obviously a really old plane that they used for these purposes. And so we did not really, we were not crazy girls. We didn't do a whole lot of drinking when we would be on our vacations. But our last night, I don't know who was the genius, we came up with the booze cruise that you do through Cancun.
Right.
And one of us had like a terrible Montezuma's revenge. The other three of us had enjoyed the booze cruise. And we get on the plane the next to come home. And I kid you not, the food on the plane, they handed out cans of tuna fish to people with
There are just some things that should not be consumed on airplane.
I thought I was not going to make it back to Los Angeles, is what I thought. It was just not nice at all.
Yeah,
and even if only like two people opened their can of tuna fish, it still stunk up that whole plane.
And I can now see, I'm smelling it on my hands because I cleaned the water out of the can. And I washed my hands with soap, and it's still there. Now, am I tracking something from a previous experience that even though it maybe the smell isn't really there, but I have created it in my mind? Think about that for a moment or two. Whilst we visit the police blotter, go to California, Jennifer's home state, where apparently a policeman died of a suicide. He was on duty. Do you know the story
about this? I don't
know
that story.
Really? This fellow is in the Tulare Police Department. They thought he had died of a heart attack, but he didn't. He just killed himself. The department made several attempts to contact him. He was in uniform on duty. They couldn't find him. And then they did find him, and he was dead. And, you know, you wonder about this. The officers in this department's name is Aguilero, I believe is how you pronounce it. Maisel Aguilero, not important for the story.
Don't forget, in this area, and I'm not saying these two things are connected, because this could just be someone who is traumatized or you know, going through something that we don't understand. But up in that area, there was a story about
a
that whole house.
Area.
Well, no, the whole house of people who were shot and killed. Remember, there was like a drug war. And then it was just revealed a couple of weeks ago that some of the police officers, like at the highest levels, were actually involved with running these drugs through this area. Yeah. So I'm not saying that is involved, because we do not know. But I'm just saying there's been a lot going on.
The chief or commissioner, she was like one of the leads on this?
Yeah. There's been a lot going on with that department over the last several months.
But it also goes to show that mental health is so needed, the resources and everything.
Well,
and as a police officer, it's such a high-stress job where we are constantly seeing this, where I think the main focus when it comes to police officers is so that they don't react and kill somebody else.
But how do we have this
them within themselves?
We have this contradictory view of police officers. Yes, we acknowledge that it's a stressful job, but yet we think about in terms of police officers stopping by the donut store and that whole, you know, that whole
that
business.
I don't know. Yeah,
I think that was
really
an
old
job,
right?
Stereotype. And the sad thing is, like, we had in L.A. County something that was being considered, and thankfully people were so outraged by it that the Board of Supervisors had to throw it away. But basically, it would have provided for anyone who would have been given $50,000 or less in bail, which, remember, we have no cash bail going on right now anyway, mm-hmm. that they'd be let right out. So it'd be catch and release. Yeah. Why would a police officer kiss their husband or their wife goodbye, kiss their kids goodbye, and go to work to try to arrest people just to let them go again? I mean, it's just, it's absolutely ridiculous what's happening, and especially in big cities. I don't, yes, there are some cops who don't do things right and who don't do things by the book, acknowledged. Mm-hmm. By and large, these people have a tremendously difficult job, especially with everybody looking at them and vilifying them every 5 seconds. Ugh, I can't even imagine. Mm-hmm. It's why people are retiring, and we're not going to end up with the best and the best.
No, you don't. You have, in my community, they're hiring young kids, or they have just put out a call to try to get people from other departments to come here because it's better for XYZ reasons. But there are there's holes in almost every department. There are needs for, and the younger people that are coming along just aren't that experienced with life. So when they get into a situation that's a life and death situation, which is police encounter that sort of stuff all the time.
Yeah,
you have no life experience. That. Yeah, right. Here's a police pursuit in Woodland over the weekend, Jennifer. Woodland out on the 101. 13-year-old boy. What's say again?
Woodland is different. Are you talking about Woodland Hills?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
101.
Woodland is, I know what you're saying. Woodland Hills is in L.A. County. Woodland, California, is up in the Sacramento area.
Yes.
Anyway, so this 13-year-old boy takes the car and is driving erratically because he doesn't know how to drive. And it ends up this whole chase with one person dead, a dozen injured in this crash. So the policeman chases the car down the street because he sees it going erratically. And apparently this kid stole it from, it was, you know, the family said the car had been taken, but he took it and he decided, I'm going to go out for a ride. So here's this 13-year-old that basically kills somebody and hurts badly another dozen people. What do you do to this kid? What is there? What's the penalty? A woman dies and 10 people are hospitalized. What is this 13-year-old? What's his punishment?
I know.
And how do you punish him? Right. And this is... Yeah, the investigation continues by California Highway Patrol, but it was pretty obvious what happened. So what do you do? What prompts a youngster like this to go, okay, there's a car, I'm going to get in it and I'm going to drive it, and you don't know how to drive?
Idiocy, because they think they know that they're in charge of everything and they don't realize that they're only 13.
The new director of a Department of Justice, one of the offices in it, focusing on community policing, another item from the police blotter, supporting police departments around the country. Community engagement is what defines a good police department, according to this fellow, Hugh Clemens, who is the chief of police, as it turns out, in Providence, Rhode Island. He's the head of the community-oriented policing services in the Department of Justice, was the police chief in Providence before. He's got 34 years on the job. He says that his time as an officer and a leader serves him well in understanding what the police go through on a daily basis and what funding they need. That's what he's supposed to be doing, putting together needs with funding. It's an interesting idea, interesting opportunity. Hopefully he's not so policey that he doesn't see the bigger picture. You know what I'm saying?
Policey?
Yeah, kind of, you know, how that sort of, there's a mentality. There are 18,000 police departments in our country. Do you know that? 18,000 jurisdictional police. See, that's the other thing that I think we ought to be doing. Police departments, fire departments, instead of every little community having its own police and fire, well, here in Framingham, we're putting together a community or a regional policing network. so that the dispatching is done out of one unit for all of the surrounding towns.
I mean, I think that's okay if it's a small town that's, like, figuring it out, but you don't want federales in this country. You know, you don't need... We already see what kind of disasters happen at the FBI at the highest levels, necessarily the rank-and-file officers. I don't know if we want, like, one police... I can't imagine if there was, like, one police force for the state of California. You know, that would just...
No, well, there is, but that's the problem, Jennifer. That's another thing. Like, California and Florida are horrible. There's one... The cops are always stepping on each other because there's so many. There's the state police.
You've got the highway
patrol.
There's
the sheriffs. You've got the highway patrol.
Sheriffs are usually on contract with counties, and then you have the LAPD for, like, city.
Right. Well, same thing in Florida.
Same thing, yeah.
Yeah, and there's just too many of them. They're uncoordinated, and they make a mess out of a lot of stuff, frankly. So, anyway, we're speculating here on what the right thing to do is. When it's easy to see that there are a lot of things that need to be corrected, and yet we spend our time talking about stuff that has no consequence to reality. Now, James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. There's this huge sinkhole that has, this is down in Liberty County, which is near Beaumont, sort of halfway between Beaumont and Houston. The sinkhole has opened up again. It was first detected in 2008, and then there was, you know, it started as like a 20-foot gap in the ground.
Yeah.
And now it's 260 feet deep and 900 feet wide.
Yeah, this is somewhere south of San Antonio, I believe. And if you've seen pictures of it, it looks like a meteor has, like, crashed down into the ground.
It looks like some La Brea, that TV show.
I love that show. It's so stupid, but it's so fun.
Yeah, it is stupid. I know. I actually
sit there and go, why am I watching this? But it's still good, and I'm there every single week, and I'm ready for another season.
Really? Yeah. Well... Anyway, you got a real live sinkhole. That one is a make-believe. This is a real live one. And you wonder, where does it go? How far down does it go? The geological people are out there trying to figure it out, and they haven't figured it out yet. So expect a dinosaur to crawl out of that hole at any moment. 48 past the hour on Good Day.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, no matter how many times I've washed it.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried new Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products. Save on Downy Rinse and Refresh at Target.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Yeah.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
At the hour on the Monday Good Day program, April 10th. Doug Steffen here with the ladies, and I suppose we could say ladies and gentlemen, because Tom Kreidler is a gentleman and a gentleman. Tom Kreidler is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program here every week at this time to go through some of the questions that come from our listeners and to let you know where you can find good information. I'm doing a floor in the one of the barns, we're putting, fixing up a couple of apartments that are in the barn. So I went to Lumber Liquidators for the first time.
Okay.
And,
what do you think?
Well, I got cheap flooring. I didn't want to spend a lot of money on the flooring anyway because it's not that kind of a place. But I was interested in, I haven't really gone into those, you know, anything since I built my house, the one that I built almost 40 years ago. I haven't really paid much attention to this stuff. And there's so many different things, Tom. It's amazing. Just amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, the Lumber Liquidators changed their name. It's now LL Flooring.
Yes.
And
right.
You know what's really flying off the shelves is all of these different products now that look like wood, but are just incredibly durable and beautiful with practically zero maintenance. The last two floors I did, I used this new product they have, which is a stone hybrid called Duravana. And I cannot believe how durable these surfaces are of this product.
I've told you that I'm involved in a couple of parties in the development of a farm up the street. And we're looking, right. There are going to be 63 units in the development. And right. So we're looking at flooring and stuff now. And that reminds me of what we looked at, the kinds of things and how durable they are. And like right. They grade things on how many times you can sand them.
Yeah, that's actually called the Tabor abrasion test.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And it's like a disc that they spin to test the wear. It's like a sanding disc.
Yeah.
And you get so many revolutions of this sort of standard test, and it's graded, you know, residential or commercial, basically based on the result of that.
Yeah. All right, let's get to Greg, who has a question about putting down wood deck boards. This is sort of in the same league where we are. What do you do? Do you put the bark up or do you put the bark down? How do we answer that question?
You know, a lot of folks don't even know what that means, bark up, bark down. But bark up means the outside. If you look at the board from the end grain, which is the outside of the tree, which is the inside of the tree? And you want to put the outside of the tree, which is what we call bark up, facing up on the deck. Because if the deck board is to cup, it's the edges are going to cup downward when the bark side is up. And if it's upside down, then they'll cup upwards. It becomes a tripping hazard.
Wow. There it is. That's why you're the expert. That's why you're here.
It's because I have an knack for almost useless knowledge.
No, that's very important. That's good. All right, so the Money Pit podcast is available also. You listen to Money Pit radio program. The podcast is also lots of notes on the newsletter that comes out, moneypit.com/newsletter. Termite season has arrived. Yes, they love them in California. They're there all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, it's a good time just to keep an eye out for termites. And, you know, when I was a home inspector for all those years, Doug, we used to find termites in about one out of three houses in New Jersey.
Hey.
I used to say there's three kinds of houses, those that have termites, those that had termites, and those that get termites. And right. We would look for these mud tunnels, which is what they build on the foundations, usually on the inside of the house.
Really?
On their way into the building, because it keeps the work area for the termite dark and moist while they work their way up to your wood. Mm-hmm. And they go back and forth to the ground for soil. But you should be doing a termite inspection with a professional on an annual basis. But the good news is it's
everybody, no matter where you live?
Well, I mean, there's parts of the country where you don't have subterranean termites, but certainly subterranean is something you want to inspect for on a regular basis. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
But if you do find termites, the treatments today are super effective, and they're non-detectable treatments. So that means the pesticide is injected into the soil around the foundation, and the termites don't know it's there, so they willingly pass through it, and then they bring it back to the colony, and then that eliminates the termites that are near your house.
Ah, okay. So there you go. All right, so that's from the Money Pit podcast. What do we have in Money Pit newsletter? I noticed you spend a lot of time talking or writing about mold and how to keep it.
That's because everybody asks me about it so frequently.
Yeah.
But we talk. We do have a great story in the newsletter about the 10 tips to prevent mold in your home. And we talk about the fact that moisture is the real key here. You got to have moisture. You got to have air, and you got to have a food for the mold, which is usually drywall or some other type of organic material. When those three are present, you got mold.
You got to have mold. Lots and lots of mold. Okay, there we go. MoneyPit.com/newsletter. MoneyPit.com/podcast. It's the Money Pit. Tom Kreitler, Leslie Segretti here helping us out on Monday, 59. Past the hour on Good Day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage.
yours free at mysolarbackup.com.